You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we are with the my number one dude in the car industry, guy who keeps me honest about what's going on in the car industry, and now a guy who's moving his showroom closer to me and his customer base. Larry Zinn, welcome, bro. D, you got to push the button. Did you push the button, Derek? He got it. Hey, Larry, hey, I gave you
Jim,
such a great ramp up. I can hear you now.
All right. We seem to be having these sound issues every time I call you.
Well, that's because D, you know, D, the guy is running the board. D, I think you know him. Larry, I don't know what's going on over at your stores, but I got D bought a car, I got Jason bought a car, and now I got Vivian texting me that on Saturday, I'm buying a car too.
Oh, she texted me too. I'm ready to go.
Yeah, I know. Well, listen, that's my wife, so watch yourself. Now, Larry, tell me a little bit about the changes that are afoot up at Warren Henry. You know, it's a family auto dealership. You do a lot of business here in South Florida. What's up? Where are you moving? I read about it in the paper. Heck, I was involved in the deal. Tell everybody what's happening.
Well, just recently we've announced that we're going to be moving our main campus, Jaguar, Land Rover, Infiniti, over to 151st and Biscayne at the new Sola Mia project, which is something that's really, really exciting for us.
Oh, I think it's awesome. It brings you closer to me, at least. I got to believe a lot of your customers are all fired up about this.
Oh, absolutely. We've gotten a great response so far, and trust me, we couldn't be more excited to be over there. As far as where our customers are, where the most registrations come from for us, and being closer to other luxury dealerships, well, that's where we need to be.
Well, Larry, the other thing that you've got is your proximity to something that's being developed by guys I know you do a lot of business with, the Turnberry folks, the Sofer family. You know, anything that they touch is always high quality. So I got to believe your showroom and the facility in the surrounding area will be nothing short of spectacular.
Everything I've seen so far, Jim, it's going to be pretty incredible what's going to go on there. The development, the construction, everything that's coming along is going to be really, really it's a special opportunity for us. It really is, and I couldn't be happier to be going over there.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome, and hopefully you'll have ability to have a state-of-the-art collision repair and stuff like that, so you can even trust Peter again with the cars.
Unfortunately, he's lost his car driving abilities forever, but, we'll get past that.
Well, that's what big, large chauffeur-driven Cadillacs are for. Rather, Infiniti. No, wait. What's the big Infiniti truck that my wife wants to get? What's that big one?
The QX80.
There you go. That's what we need for Peter. That and a seatbelt.
Yeah, it's a serious truck.
Yeah, it's a serious guy. And, you know, listen, I'm thinking about, you know, I was having my car. I'm thinking maybe about getting that big truck because I went up to Atlanta. I leased a big truck like that, and I was gliding all over the highway. Kind of slows me down and helps me think a little bit.
It's nice. It's comfortable. You can fit anything you need in there and then some.
I think so.
Also, you know, great for tailgating.
Oh, yeah. Well, hey, tailgating. Let's talk about that for a minute. Dolphin season's upon us. You fired up?
I'm always fired up for dolphin season.
And I figured that. That was just red meat for you. So listen, now I'm driving down the highway the other day. This beautiful Q50 drives past me. Looks like it's just, you know, a plain Jane little something, and suddenly I guess the person put the afterburner on and the thing just went out. I couldn't see it anymore. What's up with that?
Right out of the box, that's a pretty strong car. It's, you know, 328 horsepower. It's like someone taught me today, it's a Q ship. You know, it looks like a sleeper, and then once they come to the surface, you take them out.
I love it. Now, Lair, my friend Jason went up there. He's gone up there now a couple of times, I guess, once to test drive, once to close the deal. Closing the deal took him less than an hour, which I think speaks highly of the best price guarantee and the kind of way you guys do business. He's getting the Discovery Sport. Now, I went up there with my wife. I drove the Discovery Sport. I wanted it for her. She wants a little more room. You know, she's got all that lady stuff, so maybe. But for Jason, my God, perfect car.
I mean, that's the target for that vehicle, you know. Young professionals, tons of utility in that car, great amount of space. I mean, the back seat of that car has as much space as a full-size Range Rover when you have the seats all the way back. So it's really impressive what they were able to package into that. And also, if he wants to go and, you know, go off-roading a little bit, the car's great for that, too.
Well, he was bragging about the fold-down room in the back seat. I did remind him that he did play at least high school basketball, and perhaps he'd need to find a facility that accommodated him better than that back seat. But you never know. And I do know that he loves to go to Ocala National Forest and off-road, so I'm sure he's really excited about that. He was telling me that he needed to get a rack for his hunting trophies, and I said, well, that means you need a gun rack, too. And I said, but that ain't your style, is it?
Now, well, I'm certainly going to help him accessorize and make it look as best as I can.
Listen,
for sure.
Listen, I know the two of you are buddies, and I'm sure that it's going to come out and look absolutely smoking, because it's about time that the two of you guys were able to do something on your own. You know, I think it's marvelous. He's made some great commissions. I think it's just absolutely terrific that he's breaking out the real world vehicle stuff like that. Now, Larry, I talked to people a little bit. I touted that we were going to talk about driverless cars. I was going to say normal person. We know that that's not true. I'm average person. Know that. I'll say this: as a person that reads the popular press, I'm thinking all I think about is driverless cars. Is you get behind the wheel, and the only impact it's going to have on me is that I'm not going to get into an accident. I'm going to be relaxed when I get to work. Then I read these futuristic articles. They talk about the impact will be fewer parking garages, fewer people buying cars, the manufacturing business going on the top of its head. Sounds to me like that's a rabble-rouser. What's really coming down the pike with this stuff, Larry?
You know, I read the same stuff that you do, Jim, and it's a little bit of everything. If you think about if all the vehicles on the road were driverless cars or they became more popular, you'd no longer have taxi drivers, you'd no longer have Uber drivers, bus drivers. That whole industry, all those people employed by that, that would certainly disappear.
Okay.
Beyond that, I still think, even though the technology is there for driverless cars, I think we're a long way away from everybody on the road having one. Not to mention, you know, the legalities behind what's going to happen if someone gets into an accident with a driverless car. So I'm driving my car and I crash into a driverless car. Whose fault is it?
Well, I don't know. I guess that we'd have to. I couldn't say.
You know, if I'm riding in my driverless vehicle, for example, and the vehicle needs to make an emergency decision because something unpredictable happens, which, as we all know, does happen during the daily course of driving with other people on the road making poor decisions. So if the car has the decision of whether it's going to drive into a ditch and potentially harm the occupant or crash into the back of a school bus and potentially harm a group of children, which decision does the car make? You know, those are the type of things that I think still haven't been answered. And then also, once again, who is liable in those situations?
Wow.
Is it the car? Is it the manufacturer? Is it the occupant of the vehicle? Is it the owner? Whose fault, ultimately, are these situations?
You know, it's really hard to determine. You know, everything that I'm reading, the Google guy always goes, well, the only accidents in 65 billion miles of driving the driverless cars when somebody rear-ends us when we're stopped at a stoplight. I mean, come on.
Right. I have a difficult time believing that. I mean, there have been some great tests that were done recently. Audi has a vehicle that they drove from, I believe it was from Silicon Valley to Vegas for the Consumer Electronics Convention.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that car went the entire time with somebody sitting in the driver's seat but driving on its own. So it's there. I just don't know how ready we are for it in other senses. I mean, the technology is going to happen. For the most part, many cars that are on the road already have the majority of these technologies, but they don't put everything together. So once this is totally out there, I mean, it would be great for me in the morning to sit in the back seat of my car and read emails and get work done and not have to be upset about the people who are driving 20 miles per hour in the left lane on the express lane.
Larry, nobody does that.
No, of course not. This is Miami. Everybody drives perfectly.
Correct. Come on, man. Give everybody credit out there. And I personally never get aggravated in traffic, and I make sure that I have absolutely no Cafe Cubano, Gatorade, or any other stimulant before I get behind the car, knowing that I need to protect the rights of the other people on the road, just like every other driver here in South Florida.
Oh, of course, especially when it rains.
Well, is it raining or is that just the Sahara dust out there? Anyway, Larry, hey, listen, man, this has been great. Can you stick with me for another segment?
Sure.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, we're going to give this to the newest Infiniti owner for another week here in the... Oh, no, you bought the Range Rover, didn't you, D? You bought that, yeah.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, thank you. We finally got D to talk. Did you realize? You see that? I like that blast.
A little work over here.
There you go. Okay, go back to work. That's all enough. Right. All right, thank you. And so he's all excited. He's got another couple days for being the latest in, person that's bought a vehicle from Warren Henry. Then my wife and I are going to go out there, and I don't know. It's going to be between the Infiniti and the Range Rover. We'll be back after this to discuss the benefits of both and how Larry's going to close me on my new car. Stick with us. This is going to be great stuff. D, it's all yours.